How you doing? My name is Terry Maddock. I don't even know why they stuck me on this committee, you know, but I'll give my two cents, you know, and I've seen, you know, I got clean in 1979 in penitentiary, and I've seen H&I, public information, all the standing committees work. And when they pulled all the standing committees, a lot of areas and regions also let them go. You know, and the World Board was supposed to take care of the responsibility of all these committees, and they just came up with the PR handbook. You know, and I think that was a big mistake. Because in the 70s and 80s and up until the 90s, Narcotics Anonymous in the United States was growing. And the reason it was growing, because we had public information, we had addicts doing this service for free, going talking to counselors and doctors and everything, and spreading the word that we have a viable way for addicts to recover. And they started sending people to us. And we also had H&I, where we were going into detoxes, treatment centers, and jails, carrying the message. And convicts and people in treatment were seeing, well, if they can do it, maybe I can do it. You know, and back then, we trusted them. You know, I'm going to get banned as a Nord's basher. You know, I always fucking do, you know, when I ask questions and when I feel something's wrong. And when they took away the standing committees, they stagnated the United States. Narcotics Anonymous in the United States is flatlining. Why? We don't have a lot of people carrying the message, you know, to the addicts that still suffer. You know, a lot of people coming in today, they're not enthusiastic about helping their brothers and sisters and saying, hey man, you know, if I can do it, you can do it. And with the national committees, you know, we were supposed to get those through this inventory, and it was voted on, and they said, okay. But it never happened. One of the reasons it didn't happen, there's a document on a website, the Upper Cumberland area of Narcotics Anonymous in Tennessee, they have that document where a committee, Anthony Evanston, Elaine Myers, Stephen Lantos, and somebody else, the committee decided it wasn't a good idea to have a national committee in the United States, that the world could take care of us. You know, and it's all documented, you know, call me a liar, but it's on that website. And also, when they incorporated the World Board, there was a point in there where they said, we're gonna have a guardian committee. And this committee is gonna be a bunch of people to guard our traditions, to make sure that everything's okay and up to snuff with our traditions. Also, again, a committee decided that wasn't a good idea. You know, and a lot of promises they made, they fell through on. You know, and we're losing the voices of the groups. Like Gary talked about governance. I talked to a kid in Delaware. He said he went to area service and he asked the area service, are we paying rent on our standing committees and where we, you know, have our area serviced? They told him it was none of his business. You keep his nose out of what he doesn't belong. You know, and a lot of places are going like that. You know, this is the group supposed to tell the areas, the area's supposed to tell the regions, regions supposed to tell the world, not being dictated to. We used to have an H&I coordinator at World. And you would call up and say, hey, look, I got this problem. And he would say, well, I know another area had that problem. I'll give you their phone numbers and I'll get you in touch with them. and it was a resource. You know, and also, if you called about public information or literature, everything, they directed you to the committees. You know, people that had knowledge about that. Today, it doesn't happen. You know, you call up there, they can't direct you what to do in H&I, PI, there's no resources there. Just lately, we started forming all the committees in my region, and the outreach chair, she said, we went to World, there's nothing about outreach there. She was against the USSC. She says, I went to the USSC website, I got everything I needed. And I belong to the USSC because I'm with Gary, I believe in group conscience, and I believe the United States should take care of the United States. And since the world borders taken over, most of their efforts have been outside of the United States. And I just think it's a disgrace. You know, I think there has to be a change. Maybe we need another inventory, see what's really working, what's not working. You know, and it's like when you get RDs going to the conference, they're like young in recovery, and they're pulled in and told the leadership of Narcotics Anonymous, and you don't have to listen to your region, you know, because now you're a world delegate. You know, that's wrong. You know, and that's why they changed it from regional representative to RD. You know, I've been an RD, I've been an RDA, I was on World H&I for 4 or 5 years. You know, and I just would like to see us getting back in the trenches. And with this top-down attitude, you know, like this function here, people saying, well, it's not Narcotics Anonymous because the area didn't sanction it. You know, we don't have to get permission to have meetings. We don't have to have permission to have functions. We don't have to get the world's permission to form a committee. We have the ninth tradition. Groups get together and form a committee that they're responsible to the ones they serve. You know, and I'd like to see it go back to the old way. And because of that, like, top-down thing, the new people coming in, they don't do nothing. Most of them. You know, it's just like, I was desperate. You know, I was strung out like a research monkey for a long time. And when I found Narcotics Anonymous, you know, I fell in love. And I started a meeting in New York. I started a meeting because I wanted a home. I wanted somewhere to go. You know, and a lot of times these people, you know, they come in, sit down, the coffee's there. You know, they're more interested in texting under the table. You know, and I don't know. We're broken. Something's wrong and we're broken. And it's gonna be the fellowship, you people and us, that we're gonna have to fix it and address this. Like Gary said, there's a lot of manipulation, and that's funneling down to regions and areas. You know, you call up the World Service Office and you get double talk. You never get a fucking straight answer. You know, they'll give you one answer, positive answer, and a negative answer, and they don't fucking answer your question. They take you to Chicago, to Russia, to Hong Kong, and back. You know, and we need people to be accountable, not to have a spin master on the telephone telling us what they think we need to hear and not giving us the truth. And, what's the word I'm thinking about? You know, having things clear, transparent, you know, and I don't know. I just wish something would happen, and I wish some of the fellowship would wake up to what's going on. You know, there's a lot of old time as well. The World Service, they're thinking about the World Service as it was 20 years ago. And they think it's the same. And they don't go and investigate what's going on. They don't go back to their area service meetings or their regions and get involved. You know, it's like, I did that, I don't have to do it anymore. You know, it's like, I got mine, fuck you. You know, like that dope fiend attitude of being selfish. But, you know, my concern is, what are the addicts gonna walk into 10 generations from now? Where are your great, 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 great grandchildren if they have a problem? Are they gonna come into a place that's like a treatment center? You know, and the fellowship can't vote to bring down the cost of literature because we don't control it. You know, the World Board, they had the HRP, you know, and they had supposed to have work groups. They stopped using that with work groups. They had like a blind where they would be assigned people, and they found out that there's people that didn't believe what they were doing, so they got kind of, they didn't like that, so they stopped using it, and now they're using their shining stars, you know, the pets, and they're creating an atmosphere of superiority. You know, you're an RD, you do this, you're with us, you know, and we're all equal. And we all should have a share in what goes on in Narcotics Anonymous and our groups. And that's it, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. And now I'd like to...